This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 6 minutes after the hour. If you're just now joining us and you missed the first intro of the hour here, Elaine Willman is our guest. She is a researcher extraordinaire, expert on Indian affairs, and has been all over the West, one form or another, the different tribal reservations, and seen exactly what goes on. Her website is This West Is Our West. Why is this all important? Well, you know, at one time, the immigrants took over the Indian land through disease, through war, what have you. Now the government, federal government, through BLM, whatever, is now using the Indian lands now to take back authority and control of only the most important things, water, land, the things that make us thrive and our inheritance, really. And we're talking to Elaine Willman, and she's explaining that. So, Elaine, why don't you go ahead and continue and talk about some of the pressing issues that we have here.
Well, I'll focus on the Midwest and the Western states, Daniel, because the crisis we're in right now is undoing some of the federal overreaching that was done in the previous administration, and I mean serious overreaching. The most recent undoing was when President Trump scaled back the big federal land grabs of the Bears Ears and Escalante Monument. But the federal government has been funding tribal governments to take over major water systems in the western states. Waters of the Missouri, waters of the Mississippi, waters of the Columbia River. And the states are badly outnumbered by their tribes. For example, Washington State has 31 tribes, 31 separate little tribal government islands that are growing in land base every year and whose tribes have sued under their treaty rights or their supposed treaty rights. For whatever reason, the 31 tribes in Washington State pretty much control all the Washington waters, and they're rapidly gaining control of the lands in Washington State. Now, Washington State, as all of our states, has a fixed boundary. It can't grow its land base. The 31 tribal governments within that little state are growing their land base and growing their authority and growing their governing and authority and jurisdiction over non-tribal people. Non-tribal people who should have the protections of their state and U.S. Constitution. Non-tribal people who may not attend tribal meetings or have a voice in that government and who should not be governed by them. And so I'm just using Washington State as a quick example, but this is happening in all of the western states. The water grab is the most serious. Where I live here on the Flathead Reservation, the Salish Kootenai tribe, that is the tribe here, now has control of all of the waters of 11 counties way above and below their reservation. They control all of the waters of all the counties that border the Idaho Panhandle. And they're a small tribe that controls the water. This is a big agricultural area, and the irrigators and agricultural economy is absolutely threatened. And we're fighting that. It's why I moved here, to help with that fight. And a similar thing happened down in Wyoming on the Wind River Reservation, where EPA, which has no authority to expand a reservation boundary, did, to grab the agricultural area and water resources there. The Obama administration was targeting food production using tribal governments or environmentalists, the Endangered Species Act. They wiped out the San Joaquin Valley's food production in Central California, which was 20% of America's food. The water grabs that tribal governments and federal government is making through the BLM and the Bureau of Reclamation are knocking out agriculture throughout the western areas. Much of that agriculture is on Indian reservations that were opened up 100 years ago. For settlement, and where, you know, farmers and cattlemen are growing America's food. But they're losing their water rapidly and their livelihoods rapidly, and we're losing our food. That's just one big piece of what's going on. And that was
Can I interject?
Oh, sure.
Can I interject? Let me interject with a clarification and then a question. So what you're saying is, you know, federal government owns, quote unquote, owns the majority of lands in the West. You know, Montana, it's like, I don't know, 60%. Utah is about 70%.
Yeah.
Nevada is about 87%. All these federal lands for, you know, hundreds of years now, 150 years or so, give or take, within them, Indian reservations. At one point, people like, you know, the Bundys, I'm sure we'll talk about the Bundys, but we'll wait on that. They'd go into certain areas, they would tame it, make it useful, productive, and they're growing America's food. They were using water that was already there. How, explain to me the connection between the, how the Indians taking the water now. That's quite what I, was it the, always their water and the Americans were using it, or explain that, please.
Within the reservation boundaries, every tribal member has an individual allotment of his own land. And all of his land, each of those parcels, and homesteader parcels too, came with a water right attached to that patent. Tribal governments and Indian reservations are entitled through several judicial rulings and through federal Indian policy, they are entitled to adequate water for their reservation. Nobody questions that. I mean, that's absolutely what has to happen. And that has been the way it was for many, many years. What's happening now is, in addition to all the federal lands that use that the feds have in these states, they're growing the land base and the water acquisition on behalf of tribes. In, here in Montana, they have literally taken the water rights off of homesteader patents and even Indian allotment patents and transferred them to the tribe, or at least to the United States on behalf of the tribe. And they're literally transferring the ability of a farmer to irrigate his land that where he had a water patent, a water right. The farmer can't irrigate his land. The cattlemen, they played some nasty games when I first moved here. Cattlemen were grazing their cattle and their stock water would get cut off. So they'd have to relocate their cattle to some other property and then they'd turn the stock water back on. And there's just been this hassle over beef and food production using the tribal governments, the radical tribal governments, as pawns. And that's a battle that's underway in many, many states. And that's just part of the picture. The other thing is that in 2010, Obama decided that our national energy grid would be really good economic development for the tribal government. Now, mind you, their only duty is to their members. They have no duty to a customer base or anybody else. And Obama said, we're going to set up the Indian Energy Policy Act in 2010 and throw billions out for tribes to acquire dams. Right here where I live on the Flathead is the big Kerr Dam, former Kerr Dam. It's now got a big Indian 75-cent name. The tribal government here owns this big dam, which provides all of the water coming off of that dam and control of where it goes. The tribal government owns that. Our electricity within this reservation is controlled by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and managed by the tribe. So everyone that lives, and we're 75% non-Indian, everyone that lives on this large reservation is at the mercy for water and energy to a tribal government that has no duty to you and can set the rates any way they want, give you water or not. It's not the reservations that we all used to know and love, and it's created a whole lot of tension among cultures, which shouldn't be there, but it is. And so that's just part of our picture. And then just jumping up one more thing. Oh, go ahead. You jump in.
Yeah, before we get too far, let's go back to the Obama administration. We've heard about Agenda 21 and United Nations takeover. We've heard about UNESCO. We've heard about all these things. They sound scary. They sound, hey, they're going to take over all our lands. They're going to take the independence away from America. Now, most of America lives in urban areas. It means nothing to them, or means little to them. What you were saying when you started to take these jobs on the Indian reservations, you physically saw the ranchers being jerked around one way or another and their water rights being blatantly stripped from them. And this has been a direct effort by the Obama administration to take the basically the food growing capabilities of America and take them away and, yeah. and give them to the federal Indian reservations. Now, really, yeah. are you saying it's going to the Indians or it's really going to the federal government who's using the Indians as a pawn in this? Which is it?
The tribal governments are pawns. They're being used by they were being very much used by the Obama administration, but they're very willing pawns. They love the control and the power. So they're very willing pawns.
Sure.
I'll give you an example. When I first moved here, we live out in the middle of nowhere, you know. But we have one of our neighbors is a big potato farmer, but he grew a couple hundred acres of peas the first year we were out here in the summer of 2015. About the time his 200 acres of peas were coming to harvest, the tribe cut his water off, and the entire 200 acres was scorched. As soon as that was accomplished, they turned his water back on. Those kind of games are getting a little dicey in the western states. And there's an effort going on, a legal and legislative and judicial effort going on to correct this. We would have had a rougher go if we didn't get a new administration in. We have a new administration in now, and we're very hopeful that we can turn some of this around. Not quickly, but at least we will get it turned around, and we see really good signs of that happening. So you mentioned Agenda 21 and United Nations, and just a few years ago, Dan, I would hear that and think, oh, that's the tin hat people talking. You know? I was very focused on Indian policy and government decisions affecting that. Now I have to track Agenda 2030 and what's going on with the United Nations, because that's all been folded in to domestic federal Indian policy. And one of the things Obama was pushing was the support of these tribes that are trying to be recognized as independent sovereigns with the United Nations. A few years ago, I think it was 2011 or so, the United Nations passed a resolution called UNDRIP, UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, and many, many of our American tribes are signed on to that, and Obama signed it. And within the text of that resolution, that UN resolution, is a commitment that all of the lands in the United States be returned, all of the aboriginal lands of the United States, which is the United States, be returned to the aboriginal people and indigenous people.
What?
There's an effort, yeah, within that. Obama signed it. Congress has faithfully ignored it. But Obama has no problem signing off on that resolution that would have contemplated the doing away with the United States. And there are far too many tribes.
Elaine, hold that thought. We are going to a break. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Elaine Willman, This West is Our West. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land was made for you and me. Picture of Woody Guthrie here on YouTube, and it says on his guitar, it says, "This machine kills fascists." And when he wrote that in the time of the communist movement in America was coming up, and this idea that, you know, this land is our land. This land is my land, and it's your land, and the trust that's given to us from divinity, from what have you, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, which is codifying in law the ability for man to exercise his free will on the land that he purveys, surveys, owns, to use for his own will. We have seen bureaucrats usurp the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, which is law, which is the law. And don't let, you know, they don't misconstrue it. Well, we came up with a law. No, you didn't come up with a law. It's null and void. And you're illegitimate. And you're an interloper and a usurper. And they've used these tricky legalese terms to now take your inheritance and disintegrate what Woody Guthrie is talking about, what Thomas Jefferson fought for, wrote for. Everything about you, that the entrustment of you, the trust from the Bible, the dominion, the crown on your head. That's all we've talked about. I know you may get sick of me saying this. Every institution outside this show, most of them are telling you the opposite. And we're having a guest on like Elaine Willman. She is detailing and chronicling how the federal government is usurping their authority, overstepping their bounds, and destroying what is yours and what is ours and what is mine. You see, it's my land and your land, not just our land, socialist, communist construct. It is my land and it is your land. Why don't we continue how Obama thought that he's going to basically destroy our ability to grow food. Let's talk about that. We got a short segment here, about 4 minutes before the break, Elaine.
Well, I'm so glad that you said what you just said, Daniel, because it is our God-given inalienable rights within the Constitution that is under full-on assault across the country. And the irony here is there's not a single word in the U.S. Constitution. The framers of this Constitution and the givers of our country, the United States, never, ever contemplated tribal governments as a governing system in the United States. That's not within the U.S. Constitution. Everything I'm talking to you about is outside the Constitution and intended to take down our God-given rights and our property rights and our rights to a representative government. Everything about this Indian policy stuff has been so accelerated, starting back with Nixon, but just inflamed under Obama, that we are now a country in domestic trouble. The folks on the coast in New York and Los Angeles and whatnot that live in the urban, you know, high rises, they don't know this. And so I try to get this word out everywhere I can because it's affecting every single taxpayer. As example, there are now 567 of these tribal governments. There's 340 big reservations across the country. All land that is federal land in addition to the federal lands of the forests and parks and things. 567 tribes annually funded by 29 federal agencies for all their basic needs. 29 federal agencies giving them housing, health, education, tribal police, tribal courts, cultural resources. 567 tribes, that is a ton of money to fund a government that does not acknowledge or exist in our Constitution. Every year, us taxpayers are indentured servants to this system. And this system is taking us down. That's why I can't give this up, Dan. That's just part of the reason why. There's more, but you see what I'm trying to say?
It's very stark. I mean, what you're saying, what you're claiming, that take the Obama administration, for example. We only got about a minute before break, and then we got a longer segment. Mm-hmm. But I'll ask you this as we go to break. The Obama administration was on fast forward, everything that we're talking about. It was right in front of our face.
Yeah.
The Trump administration, has things been different? I mean, we want to know, is he different than the previous administration?
Very much so. And I was worried about it. I was especially worried about it when he appointed Ryan Zinke, former Congressman Ryan Zinke, is Secretary of Interior. Because out here in Montana, in the state of Montana, there's only seven tribes that they own. They are the overlords for the state of Montana, and they pretty much owned our legislators, including Congressman Zinke. So when he was Secretary of Interior, I thought, oh no. So he has made marvelous reforms, and the Trump administration is truly reforming and deregulating a lot of those bureaucracies that are still full of the deep state, but they've gained a lot of ground. And Zinke has stopped
the... Here we go. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nobody wants fruitcake for Christmas. I don't. Does that mean a fruitcake? I mean, my grandmother made a pretty good fruitcake, but I haven't tasted any that I really like. Give something else. Give the gift of health. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. All the products. Of course, we have a special on everything. And we also have a buy one, get something free on the Living Stream Probiotics. All Dr. Group's products are on sale. He's going to be on the show later this week. Everything that is at the Power Mall, we have on sale, and that you can participate in and give away. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or give yourself a gift, something where you can treat yourself. You deserve it. You deserve to not be bombarded with all disease and sickness, but go for health and a vibrant, fulfilled life. That's what we're looking for. I want you to be happy. I want you to be successful. I want you to look in the mirror and feel like you don't have an overarching monkey on your back that's trying to watch you and take everything that you do. We want you to be free, divine, and sovereign. As you are, what we really want is for you to know it. Elaine Wilman is detailing an important story, very important. And this angle of it has not been publicized. We've had Debbie Bacigalup on, Rosa Corey talking about Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030 is kind of how it's morphed. They keep changing the name when people get aware or what have you. Put a lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig, it's still a hog. That's what all it is. And it's against the law, and it's immoral, and it's unjust. And it certainly is a destruction of our founding fathers. And now you know why all the social justice warriors are talking about social equity and talking about white's got to go and our founding fathers were awful. Well, okay, they did some awful things. So what? The greatest cultural achievement ever is the Declaration of Independence in recorded history. Ever, ladies and gentlemen. And what Elaine is saying is probably the greatest threat to this, at least internally, bureaucracy-wise. Obama turned the switch on, and get this, understand this. You know, of course, there were a lot of bad things that happened to Indians back when, and really fairly recently. We know that. There's bad things everywhere. Most of the Indians who died of disease, by the way. That's a fact. I'm part Indian. I know that. It was by disease. I'm not saying that terrible things did not happen. We coexisted, and now we're together, and we have America, and we're building America. Obama took your money, taxpayer money, American money, and funded the tribes and said, okay, you go ahead and bombard these states, go to state court, get all the lawyers you want, take over whatever land you want, and that'll be a good project and a good economic development for you to come now and steal what the Americans have created, like the Kerr Dam. The Kerr Dam is a important piece in Montana and controls more than just that area. It's an important startup dam. I mean, the infrastructure safety of America is at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. And the Indians now are claiming, because of Obama, the treaty he signed, he's got his signature, saying that the indigenous people, by the United Nations, they own everything. Do you see why the United Nations, they are not even legitimate. They are interlopers and usurpers. Not even legitimate. They are illegitimate. And let's talk about this open letter that you've written to the Navajo Nation, head of the Navajo Nation, Elaine. Let's go there and continue this discussion on the takeover. Anybody who has a call, 866-582-9933. Go ahead and open the lines, Mackenzie. 866-582-9933. Please continue, Elaine, with this Navajo Nation letter.
Well, you know, Daniel, I saw a CNN clip of a very intelligent, one of the primary tribal leaders of our country, Navajo Nation President Russell Begay, was on CNN. Now, mind you, CNN is in all the global airports all around the world and all of it, and that's a big system. And he is up there, front and center on CNN, and he is saying that all of America, all of its land, all of its mountains, every last drop of water, all of its rivers, is Indian country. And he's saying on CNN, this was November 28th, he's saying on CNN, all of America, all of what we call the United States, is American Indian country, and that all non-Indians are guests, and we should act like it. And, you know, Daniel, I don't have another country. And I have a love of the formation of this country, the Revolutionary War, and I love this country for all of its worth. I just saw red when this man is going on international media saying all of America is in Indian country and all of you other citizens, you're just guests of Indian country. And no one disagreed with him. No one said, Mr. Begay, that's not correct. And so I just... First, I had to settle my feelings down, and then I just wrote an open letter to him, which is going viral all over the network now. But this is what I mean, the arrogance. All the basic needs of 557 tribes is funded by our tax dollars. All of their businesses are tax-exempt, and our taxable businesses cannot compete with them. Then they get the gaming money, billions, the gaming dollars, which is free money. They use that to buy legislators, to buy legal systems, to buy lobbyists that roam the halls of Congress saying more. And these states that host these tribal governments, their state authorities, their state protections are being whittled away. Unfortunately, they're being whittled away willingly by some of our legislators whose campaigns are funded by tribal dollars. No, your government, your state... No state or county or city can write a check to a campaign or a candidate. Tribal governments can. 567 of them. And so this whole system, this whole domestic eroding of our constitutional government is quietly underway. It's like a slumbering thunder. It's a creeping cancer across your rights and mine and our state rights and our constitution.
What would you say?
Me up at night.
Elaine, what would you say to somebody say, well, the Americans who came here, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who landed on Plymouth Rock, they came and they stole the land from the Indians. And so the Indians are just getting it back and they owe it to them. What would you say to that?
Didn't those pilgrims escaping religious tyranny, did they arrive in conquering outfits? No. You know what I say, Daniel? I say, when they say, you stole our land, we were here first, I tell them, you are so lucky we were here second. Because most of the conquerors in that era absolutely exterminated those they conquered. We tried to help. We tried to befriend. And there have been skirmishes between Anglos and Indians amongst each other, tribes fighting tribes. This country was really hard fought for, and there's no clean hands. We're a young country. We've learned by skinning our knees. And these tribal governments are just fortunate that we even allowed them to exist, because they did not exist and do not exist under our Constitution as of 1789. But by then, the American spirit, we're good neighbors. We try to befriend. The American spirit has always had a romantic and an affection for American Indians and their history and rich culture. We've tried. But every time we try, it's like enough's never enough. And they demand more. And now they're taking down
the federal government certainly was antagonistic to Indian reservations, the smallpox blankets, what have you, wounded knee. There's many terrible things which would have been done by the federal government. Where did the switch come in where now the federal government is overcompensating the other way and giving away everything, giving away the whole house?
I think the big switch started with the Nixon administration back in the 70s and also the formation of AIM, American Indian Movement, in the 70s, when they took over the BIA building in D.C. and they took over Alcatraz and they got a little frisky. And they posted a demands list on the front door of the Bureau of Indian Affairs with 23 demands. They have now had every single demand. And it's interesting because they're the only ethnicity in the country that has constantly received land and money and doctors and blacksmiths and everything they need. You know, in that same time period, when the black Americans were trying to get civil rights, if they got frisky, they were met with hoses, fire hoses, and German shepherds. But when the American Indian Movement rose up, we got to give them whatever they need. That started it, the Nixon era in the 70s and 80s. And then it really took off when the gaming in 1988, they gave them a monopoly on tax-exempt gaming and moneyed them up really, really big.
Wow.
And that really set the stage. And then we follow that up with Obama. And this thing has just taken off on a life of its own. State voices,
how serious
and individual
is
citizens and landowners, cattlemen, farmers, were easily out-moneyed, out-legalized, out-voted. Here's another thing. On Montana, on its reservations, the tribes say, the polling places are too far away. Our Native Americans need them closer. So they put polling places all over these reservations. They put them on federal trust land where the Secretary of State has no authority or oversight or enforcement. And they load up those ballots and vote any old which way they want.
Yeah,
that's how Senator John Tester got into office in 2006. And that's how most of our Montana...
Break. Hold that thought. If you have a call, 866-582-9933, like that's the question, we'll go right to your calls after.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back to the Power Hour. 49 minutes after the hour, we're having one last segment with Elaine Willman from This West Is Our West. Written several books, consummate researcher, expert speaker. It's possessed her. It's compelled her, this fight. And this is the fight for America, believe it or not. And using the Indians to kind of circle the wagon, so to speak, and go around the Constitution, around everything, and take what is ours. And we're just kind of ignorant to the whole thing. And we have calls. Let's go to a caller. This is Laura Lee. Laura Lee in Montana, you're live on the air. Laura Lee, you there? Mackenzie, is she there? Mackenzie, is she there?
Yo. Hello?
Hey, Laura Lee, you there?
Hi.
not hear me?
There we go. I can hear you now. There we go. Good afternoon. Thank you for your call. Hi, you're the one responsible for getting Elaine on the show, so thank you so much. What would you like to comment or question or whatever you'd like to say?
Well, you're so welcome, Dan, and I hope you have Elaine back, because this issue is huge and so many people don't have a clue. The one thing that always strikes me as I listen to Elaine and I travel with her, et cetera, is the fact that I truly believe, I'm going to put on my tin hat here, but I truly believe that this has been afoot since day one, and you can ask Elaine about where they have strategically placed the reservations, and which feeds into Agenda 21 and the takeover of our land and our minerals and our water and et cetera. And the other point that I really want to stress, and I know that Elaine agrees with me, is that this is not a racist issue. These dollars, our tax dollars, billions, go into the coffers of the tribal council members, while the little man on the tribe, the tribal members, live in abject poverty.
Yes.
So it's they're being used for money, and the little guys are really suffering for it. And the other big point is that if they try to speak out, Child Protective Services, through their Indian Child Welfare Act, steps in and takes their children away. And Elaine has firsthand knowledge of some of these cases. So this is really major.
Well, Laura, just stay right there. Let's just continue. We got a few minutes in the show. Just stay right there, Laura Lee. Elaine, please address that one, the placing of the reservations, how far back does this go? And then let's talk about the family services taking children. That's similar to what's going on, the rest of America. But go ahead with that.
Well, the reservations, the tribal say, they gave us the worst land in the country. They gave them some of the richest minerals and resources in the country. And then in 1904, when the western states were kind of new and the federal government was helping get water and power out to the western states, they required that all the dams and power companies be on or near Indian reservations. So what we have is these Indian reservations, at least 17 of them, which are rich with uranium and other really desired minerals, and they have control of the location, proximity to our major water and power and electric facilities, and they've been funded to take them over. And that's all working with international organizations, too, through the United Nations and Agenda 2030 thing. So we are a rural America at risk. We truly are. And then to top it off, in 2012, Obama decided and got Congress to pass a big money bill called the Hearth Act, H-E-A-R-T-H, Hearth Act of 2012. And in that act, Obama said, American businesses aren't helping tribes with economic development, and they have much more in common with Middle Eastern countries with their tribalism and communalism on socialism. And so Congress has now allowed tribes to contract with and engage with Middle Eastern countries for economic development on Indian reservations. Now, when you put Middle Eastern economic development on Indian reservations next to our power and energy in the western states, I call that a huge national security threat. And then with the rich minerals underneath, that was what precipitated the Bundys and the Hammonds, the uranium and the Clinton's Uranium One transaction. They were running off the cattlemen and the grazers there for uranium. That was at the front end of it, and they had a tribe help them out at the beginning of that. So all of this ties together, but urban dwellers, the urban people, don't realize what's going on out here in the breadbasket of our country. And we don't have another country. I tell you, Dan, I'm going to have a great-grandchild in about 3 weeks. I'm 74. But I have...
Congratulations.
I have another grandchild that's 2 years old. I swear to God, if Clinton had followed Obama into office, My great-grandchild wouldn't live in the United States by the time he's 21. We would be gone. This country would be gone. And think about this. We have about 330 million Americans in the United States. And 8 billion other folks on the planet. Among the 8 billion other folks on the planet, the bulk of them are Muslims or communists. And we're 330 million who believe in life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know what I mean? We're badly outnumbered on the planet. And this international conglomeration is coming after the United States. And they're using these tribal governments and deep state folks to get her done. That's really what's going on. That's the big picture.
We got a couple minutes. Leave us with a message of hope. What can be done or what is being done? You know, is Trump really the great news. White hope, so to speak? Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Really, really good news. The forgotten man or woman who's been getting beaten up for the last 20 years, the forgotten man or woman went to the polls. And we put the right man in the White House. And we put the right thinking in the White House, who believes in God and the Constitution and, you know, limited federal government. And he is getting it done. He's opened up a website called regulations.gov, which I encourage your listeners to explore and get comfortable with, because it's a direct way an individual citizen can comment on what they see is wrong with our federal government. Regulations.gov. And he has stopped. He has greatly slowed up the taking of land from state and handing it off to tribes. He's blowing that up. He is knocking out one regulation after another. You don't hear that on mainstream media, but he's working really hard and fast with this stuff. And he hears it. So I think that we've got big hope. But this didn't get ugly in a day, and it's not going to get better in a day.
Well, Elaine, it's been such a pleasure. Laura Lee, thank you for hooking us together. Both of you, thank you. Your mission is important, and we at the Power Hour are stand with you and anything you need, and we'll love to have you on soon. It's all about the truth, and you ladies are doing it. ThisWestIsOurWest.com is the website, and you two have a fantastic afternoon and a great Christmas.
And your folks are welcome to email me at poppin.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.